This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sumitra Salvaraj with Lim Soo Ann and Kelly Anissa. Here's what we will be discussing today.
So for our first story, in the Pacific, a pumice raft stretches for 150 square kilometres. So what is a pumice raft and why is this significant?
What is it indeed? And the Education Ministry has announced that a free daily breakfast will be provided to all school children beginning January 2020. It sounds good in theory, but as you can imagine, the public is hungry for more information.
And on that note, we are asking you on Twitter, what would you suggest as healthy breakfast food for students? So you can join that conversation and share your thoughts by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
Before we get to our first story, here's We Are the Champions by Queen.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was We Are the Champions by Queen. Now we're going to float on over to our first story.
So if you're sailing on a catamaran in the Pacific Ocean, the last thing you expect to see is to get stuck in a sea of rocks. But that's exactly what Australian couple Michael Holt and Larissa Brill encountered. So they were sailing on a catamaran to Fiji when they encountered what they describe as a total rock rubble slick made up of pumice stones from marble to basketball size.
What? Floating in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah, so that is known as a pumice raft. So it is about 150 square feet kilometers in size, and they, you know, it's expected to make its way towards Australia. Mm-hmm. So just picture a bunch of rocks.
150 square kilometers of
rocks. Yes. So it's essentially an ocean of rocks.
Yeah, so imagine that. That's pretty much what the pumice raft is. Mm-hmm. So there it is, it's supposed to make its way to Australia, and it's expected to aid in the recovery of the Great Barrier Reef from bleaching. So this is done by restocking millions of tiny marine organisms, including coral.
Mm. Yeah, so all of this might sound a little confusing to some of you. It was to me. Mm-hmm. So we'll break it down for you. So pumice forms when frothy molten rock cools rapidly and forms a lightweight bubble-rich rock that can float. So in this case, the pumice raft was produced by an underwater volcano near Tonga. Mm-hmm. So satellite images actually revealed that this unnamed but only recently discovered underwater volcano had erupted around the 7th of August.
Mm. Okay.
So the raft should begin to hit Australia shores in about 7 months, and passing by New Caledonia, Vanuatu and the reefs in the eastern coral sea along the way as coral begins to spawn.
So according to Queensland University of Technology geologist Scott Bryan, this is the right timing I'm going to quote him here, as it will be able to pick up corals and other reef-building organisms and then bring them to the Great Barrier Reef. Half of the Great Barrier Reef has already been bleached to death since 2016. Mass coral bleaching is a global problem triggered by climate change and occurs when unnaturally hot ocean water destroys a reef's colourful algae, leaving the coral to starve. Well, that doesn't sound too good at all.
Mm. Yeah.
But the Great Barrier Reef illustrates, right, how extensive the damage can be, because 30% of the coral perished in 2016, another 20% in 2017. The effect is akin to a forest after a devastating fire. Much of the marine ecosystem along the reef's north coast has become barren and skeletal, with little hope of recovery. But experts say that if the pumice makes it to the Great Barrier Reef, it could be a potential mechanism for restocking the reef and to replenish some of the lost marine life. Hmm. Right?
Yes, and based on what has been studied over the past 20 years, it's going to bring new healthy corals and other reef dwellers to the Great Barrier Reef. Mm. And this is significant because, of the previous damage done to the coral reefs because of the bleaching. So we did speak to Alvin Chalaya from Reef Check Malaysia earlier today to help us unpack coral regeneration and its role in the grand scheme of global warming and coral bleaching. Mm. So could we just start with, could you explain what coral regeneration means and, how that happens?
Okay, so basically what they mean is the reef growing again or getting new life, right? So for example, a reef that has been damaged due to probably human impacts or coral bleaching, and has suffered high mortality, and then now it's starting to see new life coming back. There are many different terms that have been used, regeneration, restoration, rehabilitation. Yeah, there's many different terminology, but basically what it's trying to say is to bring back life to that patch of reef that was damaged.
And what are the current methods currently being used to artificially regenerate or speed up the regeneration of corals?
There are two very common approaches. One is active rehabilitation and one is passive rehabilitation. So active rehabilitation is where you actually physically do something to change the reef, right? It could be trying to transplant corals. It could be trying to introduce fragments from healthier reefs. It could be also to provide substrate for new coral larva to settle on and to grow. Passive rehabilitation would be more like controlling the conditions to promote rehabilitation. For example, making sure that place is no longer disturbed. For example, if the damage was caused by snorkelers trampling on a reef, then we would want to remove the snorkelers from that area. Yeah. Or if it was, for example, problems like people anchoring on the reef, then you would introduce a system whereby people would no longer need to anchor, maybe by installing mooring buoys so the boats can tie up to mooring buoys. So these are the two main approaches to rehabilitating a reef.
And, you know, how will the pumice raft help with coral regeneration?
So the pumice raft really, the way it will help is by transporting marine life as well as coral larva back to a patch of reef. So the pumice raft itself is not alive, yeah, but what it can do is it can act as a host, a method of carrying marine life. It's a bit tricky because, for example, like with coral, the coral has to spawn at that particular moment, right? Mm. And then the coral larvae that do attach to this pumic rocks will be transported to other places, other reefs. So right now, because of the way and the direction the pumic raft is moving, and it so happens will coincide with the coral spawning at the end of the year. So there is a possibility that these larvae will attach and then be transported to patches of reefs that were damaged during the previous bleaching event.
I see. But I'm just curious, will this make much of a difference really in the grand scheme of global warming and the coral and coral bleaching in general?
To be honest, I do not think this would make a big difference because when especially like for us, when we look at rehabilitating a reef, right, trying to revive a reef, the first thing you must do is address the issues that caused the damage. And if this has not been done, whatever new life that is introduced is also not going to survive. So I don't think until the main issues have been solved that the reefs are going to be able to recover.
Right. Would this pumice raft hold any potential risks or dangers, for example, to boats?
Okay, so there is the possibility of it causing damage, especially with some of the rocks that are larger hitting the propellers. Yeah, that's definitely the cause of concern. And environmentally as well, because it could be a way for animals to travel, right? So earlier we did say that it's a possible way of transferring coral larva, but it could also transfer animals that don't necessarily belong in that area. So you could have a transfer of alien species as well.
Right.
So there is a slight worry to this pumice raft as well.
That was Alvin Chalaya. He is the program manager at Reef Check Malaysia.
The raft sounds terrifying and interesting at the same time.
It does. I mean, but he did make a good point in that at the end of the day, it does come back to the main, the bigger picture, right? And that is climate change. Mm. No amount of rocks is going to fix what's happening with our coral reefs.
Great point.
I mean, did you guys see the video of the...
I specifically didn't want to see it because I have this thing about looking at objects with holes in them. You know, we've talked about this before in the Daily Digest, I think. Just that feeling that you get. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to imagine the pumice raft.
I wish I thought of that before I watched the video. I mean, it is. I can understand why they described it as very eerie looking. Mm-hmm. It is very, very scary to look at. But it's very fascinating, like you said. It's it's both of them that some just rocks.
It is.
Has
it
such is. That you know, it has the ability to fix our Great Barrier Reef.
Mm-hmm. And 150 square
kilometers
is not a small...
It's
patch,
huge,
yes.
Right?
I think some people tried to use American football fields as an example. So okay. They've said about 20,000 American football fields.
What? Yes. Yeah. And it also then highlights to you, right, how small a space we actually occupy on this earth. If there is something that is 150 square kilometers floating around on an ocean somewhere. Right?
Exactly. And I mean, OK, so I mean, that image is still stuck with me now, unfortunately.
and with us, too. Thanks to you, Kelly.
But I do think that it's images like that that get people talking about these things.
Yes.
Because it looked like really, I mean, if you look at a video, it's peculiar, but I do wonder whether or not it would make a difference in terms of awareness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing it enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've read about it thanks to those who have been sharing it, but I'm not seeing it as enough as it should be because, again, our reefs, and there needs to be more efforts to help regenerate them.
Absolutely agreed.
And I think, you know, we're talking about it, and like you said, I've only seen it in a handful of news websites. Not even all of them are reporting about this.
Yes, because not many people know what coral reefs are, I think. Not many people understand what's wrong, what's the big deal with them getting bleached, for example.
Well, thanks to you, we do know a little bit more today.
I mean, hopefully this will generate more discussion of, on climate change. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll be keeping an eye out for any updates on any findings they have, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot more for them to, you know, to look up on.
And to see whether how this will really impact the Great Barrier Reef when it reaches there in 7-10 months' time.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you're interested in the story, you can always keep the conversation going with us. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us your thoughts at 018-789-8899, or you can even call us at 03-7733-2900. For now, we're going to take a short break. We're going to leave you with Ocean Deep by Born Ruffians on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.